Hey there, welcome to another episode of True Talk. My name is Jessica Hoddle and I'm your host. Today we're going to be talking about understanding how to become more emotionally stable. I talked a little bit about this in line number 31, I can't control how I feel, but I really wanted to continue to break down the world's way of healing and emotional stability versus God's way in the Bible and really what his character and nature is about. But before we go and dive right into the content, I really wanted to share this iTunes review left by ErikaKate98. This podcast is so relatable and has biblical wisdom concerning health and fitness and resting in your greater purpose. It's the podcast for on a walk or on the way to work. As someone who has recovered from an eating disorder, I think Jessica's advice is practical, applicable, and grounded in truth. Thank you. Thank you, Erica, for leaving this kind and sweet review on iTunes. I know that just like all of us, we love reading reviews about shows before we decide to listen think about Amazon. We love to read the reviews before we even decide to purchase. So every single one of you that leave a review, thank you so much. Again, I know I say this often, but it's kind of just like a virtual hug. Now, let's go ahead and dive into the conversation. I think one of the reasons that I have been on this topic of just talking about feelings and pain and emotional stability is because I'm that girl that had to walk through, even just recently, physical healing and faith and patience and making sure that my heart was in the right spot through it all. And I believe that there's God's stability and there is the world's way of stability. And I even think of stability of even just how we handle emotions, how we're taught to handle emotions. In my research, I have discovered that they're very different approaches. They have common goals, but what they say and how they say it are two different things. I kind of have this side by side where I'm going to go God's stability and the world's way. The first thing I want to address is that the world's way of stability is, and I guess, you know, God's way as well. One thing that they have in common, I should say before we stop, is that they want to take away the shame and the guilt. They want to improve how they view themselves. And I think that that is something that we can all agree on, that whether it's the world's way or God's way, there's this idea that we want to change how we feel. And they want to rid the person of pain, shame, or guilt because guilt is damaging. Shame is damaging. You know, guilt says that I did something wrong, and shame says I am bad. Guilt says I did something bad. Shame says I am bad. And when we look at the world's way of stability, it can often lead you away from God. So it can lead you actually to self-dependence. Because they're trying to get you to look inside yourself to find the solution as to maybe why you are the way that you are. And I'm here to say that yes, our stories, we should honor our stories, we should hold our stories, we should validate our stories, that they are real, and not try to dismiss certain areas of our lives and situations. But it's really easy for the world's way of dealing with things to look at the Bible as a condemning and just this punisher instead of through the lens of love. And then therefore we become kind of self-dependent, independent versus God-dependent. And God's ability says, you know, in John 15:5, apart from him, we can do nothing. There is no self when it comes to emotional stability or just understanding. This is really just about helping you understand the two sides and maybe setting some people free, maybe setting you free of this idea that you've had to discover and solve this answer yourself, or maybe you've been taught that you have to stay here because of your past. So that was number one, that it can lead us away from being dependent on God, and internally, we can begin to try to find the answers ourselves. That's the world's way. And God's stability straight up says, apart from him, we can do nothing. The second thing is that we are our own resource, and this is the world's way. And number two, for God's stability, says God is our resource. Again, it's this whole idea that we are not our own. And we see that in 2 Corinthians when he talks about the body is the temple. And, you know, context, of course, is talking about sexual immorality and things like that. But we can apply how we are managers of our body, right? But we are not our own. God is our resource. We are not our own resource. Number three, with the world's way of doing things, is that they can create rules and standards based on your past, which will try to eliminate the shame and the guilt. For example, you have gone through XYZ. Therefore, you are this way because of that. So we kind of try to take away pain and shame and guilt by almost saying that you are the way that you are because of what you've gone through. Now, there is truth to that. There is truth to say that where you are right now is made up of decisions, many thought processes, and things, right? They're all a part of your story. But we have to understand that that is not the end of our story. Like, you don't just get to stop and say, well, this is just who I am. There is more. Because God doesn't just stop at your past. He's looking at your future. He doesn't look at your past sins because His son took them from you. He died once for all. Number three on God's stability is He doesn't keep you in your past. He raises you to a new life, and your past doesn't become or have to become your future. Sometimes I think the world's way of saying things is that this is who you are, and then that's kind of the stopping point of you've gone through all of these things. It's no wonder that you feel this way. It's no wonder that you have a pain and all of these things, right? Again, we can hold our stories and honor our stories, but with God, it doesn't stop from our past. He's not trying to eliminate your shame and guilt by you. He says, come to me, all those who are weary. He binds up the brokenhearted. He says, come to me with your pain. I'm the pain taker. I am the healer. We see that in His son. And Jesus says that I only do what I see my Father doing. He is a pain taker. He's not trying to get you to rid yourself of shame and guilt and pain. He's our resource. He's coming to say, no, 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 no. You don't have to carry this. I sent my son to die for this, to die for the thing that you're trying to figure out and carry and find within yourself. Number four, on the world side, blame. And this one is a little hard for me because I was the girl who blamed everybody and anything for my past. That means that whatever I was living in my future or in my present, I should say, however I was in my present, I blamed it on everybody else. This is what I've gone through. This is why I have this. This is why I think this way. And I just started to blame people, which took basically the responsibility off of me and onto somebody else. And we see in God's way that it's about responsibility and accountability. Now, I'm not saying that we take responsibility for the things that other people have done. We're not taking responsibility for other people. Let me just say that. I want to be clear on that. We get to take responsibility for our own thoughts, our own actions, our own healing, our own recovery. We get to choose in this present moment, despite our past, right now you get to choose how you respond and how you react in the next decision you make in your business or your fitness or your relationship. That is real, that you get to make a decision, a new decision, and it doesn't have to be a continued cycle of your past. You don't have to throw your hands up in the air anymore and go, this is just who I am, and I can't break this cycle, and nobody cares, and nobody loves me, and you know, I've been taught that my whole life, and I'm here to say that God's giving you a new thing. He's working a new thing in your heart. Number five, it's other people's fault. Time will heal. And that's sometimes the way the world likes to tell us that it's okay. It's not your fault. You know, again, both sides want to get rid of shame and guilt. But God says, I sent my son to die for you. This isn't about you. And the world's way, it's very easy to go, well, we can blame other people. We can start to say things that, okay, well, here's in your past, and this is why that you are the way that you are. Understanding is great, but it's limited. And on God's side, God's stability, there's divine forgiveness. Divine forgiveness. I mean, you can read in the Gospels about Jesus talking about forgiveness, talking about how we need to go and talk to our brother about the things that are on our hearts so that basically they don't get bigger. I don't want you to give to me. I don't want you to serve. I want you to deal with the issue with your brother. And all throughout the New Testament, you'll see the authors writing about brotherly love, of one mind, of the same mind. It's all about this unity. Because he cares about his children, and he cares about how his children view his other children. Number 6, it's easy to give excuses to stay as we are, which lead us to bondage, and that's the world's way. It's easy to give excuses and to stay as we are. Again, I just feel like this is just who I am, keeps coming to me. This is just how I feel. And we start to look at everything we've been through and we start to take account. Well, here's my past history, so this must be my future. But God's way says, here's what I feel and here's what I've gone through. But then God says, here's how to feel one with me and here's what I have for you. Again, there are these things where, yes, they are the same. That our thoughts and our perceptions and our attitude become the problem. And both sides can agree on that. When I think about blame, and that was number 4 in the world stability, is if we blame somebody else, it's easy to take the responsibility, like God calls us to, and the accountability off of ourselves. Meaning, I no longer have to become responsible for my feelings because somebody else did this to me. And again, I'm not saying that we take responsibility for other people, for their actions, for what they've done to you. Which is this beautiful thing that God has created, like we get to be responsible. All throughout scripture, he'll tell us that we are going to be given an account for the things that we have done. We individuals, me and you, like we're not going to be lumped together. He's not going to grade us together. Grade is probably the wrong word, but he's looking at you as an individual, and you are going to have to give an account as an individual. And I think that's so important, because blaming others in that moment is not going to serve you. It's not going to serve you right now. So let me run through these really quickly again of just kind of understanding about becoming more emotional stable. Number 1, the world's way, that it can lead you away from dependence on God to independence. And God says, apart from him, we can do nothing. Number 2, that we are our own resource, world's way. God's way, God is our resource. Number 3, they can create rules and standards. The world can create rules and standards based on your past. That means that this is just the way who you are. You can't help it because you were born this way or that way. Again, it's kind of this idea that because you were born this way, then it's almost as if there's no opportunity to change. But God says, God doesn't keep you in your past. He raises you to a new life, and your past doesn't have to become your future. Number 4, blame. This idea, the world's way, it's not my fault. There's nothing you can do. And number 4, in God's way, God's stability, responsibility and accountability. There's something about ownership. And I can remember in my own life when I made that pivot from, I was probably 25, 26, from blame to ownership. And I believe in my heart so deeply that that was a shift for my healing journey, that that was a shift that I could see with fresh eyes, with new eyes, and be able to understand, oh, there's a new way of dealing with family. There's a new way of dealing with relationships and boundaries and dating men and my body. Because before, it was, this is just the way that I am. This is just the way that I feel. And I was angry and bitter. Number five, it's other people's fault. Time will heal. God's way. Divine forgiveness. Number six, world's way. It's easy to give excuses to stay as we are. Number six, again, we like to say, here's what I feel and here's what I've gone through. And he says, here's how to feel one with me and here's what I have for you. You cannot begin to come into reconciliation and peace until you recognize God's power of forgiveness. To recognize the power of God's forgiveness. Because when we begin to recognize we are responsible, it's really easy for shame and guilt to come for us. Because now we're owning our stories. Now the stories are getting real inside of us. Now they're becoming a part of who we are. Now they're rising up and it's really uncomfortable. And sometimes it gets really hard to sit with. See, we were not created to operate independently of him. And let me be clear to say this, that emotional stability and understanding both sides, this does not mean that your life is perfect. So let me free you from thinking that when I'm talking about emotions and feelings and all the things that I'm talking about, how perfect you think your life has to be, because that is not what I'm saying. Stability doesn't mean stable 24/7. Stability means that you can come in and out of your stories, in and out of your feelings, emotions quickly. Like you can bring it back down. You can go to that heightened state, but you're able to bring it back down. You're able to understand. Maybe you're able to sit in it for a day or two and process. Stability just means a more, I don't want to say maintenance, but just more steady versus this riding of the roller coaster of maybe every time somebody unfollows you or says a negative comment or says something about you, that you don't just completely lose your identity. Most will agree that guilt and shame become our driving force. And I see it every day in the women that I work with. I've seen it in myself in different seasons, that the shame, like, I am bad. And we believe this lie and we live in this lie. You are not bad. We have done things that might not have been bad, but you are not bad. That is why godly sorrow leads us to repentance, that leads us to victory. And the world's way of dealing with things, scripture says, it leads to death. No one is responsible for your feelings. It's really easy for denial to hinder our healing. Denying our responsibility and ownership of our stories also hinders healing. I'm going to kind of wrap this up. And this is something that's not cute always to say. It's not fun. But we must be willing to confront our sin. All of it. Sin, again, remember, is not just some big act that you commit. It can be comparison. It can be envy. It can be how you use your tongue. All of this. And I know that's not like probably what you want to hear. But for me, when I was able to confront and still confront the ugly parts of my heart, I get more free each time. And I stay free. Because it's one thing to get free, but we want to stay free. God's way. It challenges feelings. It calls us higher. We are dependent on God, forgiveness and repentance. The world's way solidifies feelings, depends on self and blame. I pray that this gives you kind of a better understanding of where I'm coming from with emotional stability. And I also just want to pray for freedom and chains breaking, that no matter where you are right now, it does not mean that this, that any of what you're experiencing has to be your future. Even no matter what your past looks like, no matter your experience, there's a different way because he's doing a new thing in you. He's the author of good endings. He's the author of new beginnings. And I don't want you to think that because of what you've gone through, that that is all there is to this life. That you have to become labeled, that you have to become identified by those things. They're a piece of your story, yes. And you can say and validate that they are real, but you can also say, they are not who I am. You get to become emotionally stable with God's word. You do not have to be dependent on yourself. You do not have to become your own resource. You don't have to blame others. Because he says, come to me, return to me. You know, in Psalms, it talks about create in me a pure heart. Today, you get to walk in freedom and excitement for your future. Because he is no longer looking at your past or judging you for your past. Step into freedom.